Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show, powered by our friends at Progressive Insurance. And drivers who switch and save with Progressive, did you know they save nearly $750 on average? Indeed, it is week 18 of the NFL season, and playoff spots are on the line. That's right, just 1 week left of the regular season, so there's a lot determined in the playoff picture. We're thrilled to have back with us and have him weigh in on a number of matchups and highlight some of his former teams, legendary NFL, Super Bowl winning coach, and he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the great Dick Vermeil. Happy New Year, Coach.
Same to you and the family.
Thank you. Well, it's the final weekend of the regular season, so we're going to find out who advances or who stays home, and I want you to take us back to your time in the NFL. When this time of year rolled around for you as a head coach, how did you manage the stress level of this very demanding job? Because it's got to be overwhelming at times.
Oh, no question. But, you know, when the jobs that I took initially, we were losing, so the stress level wasn't magnified by playoff pressure. It was magnified, you're going to keep your job.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it the stress level changes in its perspective when all of a sudden the pressure is how you're going to do in the playoffs. And that's a good kind of pressure. And, you know, it always takes time to get your team in a position to compete and in the playoffs. And, you know, look what's happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, a number of teams have it all locked up and some guys don't. And certain things happen. One team wins and one team loses and it changes four other teams. So it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, playoff football, it is very special. And every week, what you're just trying to stay alive and trending in the right direction so that you're one step closer to that ultimate achievement. And I just have to wonder, I mean, how did you approach the postseason? Because you're trying to sharpen their focus and get them ready for the next level. Everything's got to be cleaner and you've got to be firing on all cylinders.
Well, first off, the fact that you're in the playoffs provides a lot of motivation and focus for your team automatically. You don't have to do it as a coach. The players recognize, hey, we played 17 games. All of a sudden now we're in a position to play a game where you win it, it's over. If you win it, you move on. If you lose it, it's over. And that in itself creates a deeper level of focus. And also game day, it increases the level of intensity just a little bit. Consistently, it always happens. Teams play slightly harder than they've ever played, even though they played well enough to be in the playoffs. Play harder when they get the best against the best.
You talk about game day in the postseason, but what was a typical work day for you during the NFL? Let's go under the helmet, and what did you experience as a head coach and the intensity?
Well, you know, the work day doesn't change that much playoff-wise. Of course, if you have the bye, it makes it nice.
Sure.
You can give the coaches opportunities that first week to go home at night. If you have the bye, the players some extra time off for freshening up. But the actual work time, the day of preparation, is you stick with the routine that got you there. So you've got to be careful of trying to reinvent your process when it's been successful for you. And I can remember talking to many coaches when I was a young coach and asking advice. What's the most important thing to do when you're getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Most of them said, don't forget how you got there. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. You know, do what you've been doing. And the fact that you're in the playoffs will add intensity and focus and concentration on your entire organization. Even the people selling tickets will be doing their job better those weeks. You know, it just magnifies the importance of every game. And it's exciting. You know, I've been in the playoffs and eliminated and not be able to go to the Super Bowl. I've been in the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl twice. And the second time was totally different, Alyssa, because the second time when we went with the Rams, we didn't have a bye.
Yeah.
We won our championship game on Sunday, and we were on an airplane Monday flying to Atlanta to get ready to play, the Titans in the Super Bowl 34. And that's not the best way to go to the Super Bowl. It is not. It's a forced pressure deal, and it really magnifies the different issues. When you have a week bye between your winning your conference championship and then going to the Super Bowl, it makes it a lot easier on the staff and the players.
He is simply the best Pro Football Hall of Famer. Dick Vermeil with us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. It is week 18 of the NFL season. And let's kind of be reflective, too, on how much the game has changed. And what's the difference now between, you know, now and when you coached? I mean, it seems like for so many of these head coaches, I mean, there is no off season. You've got free agency, you've got draft, you've got off season workouts. When does it ever end?
It really doesn't, you know. Yeah, it really does. There's really no off season anymore. There's just different phases of the seasons, you know, and you just repeated all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different kinds of concentration, different emphasis at different times. The off season is a lot into personnel you don't have, the evaluation for the draft, the evaluation of free agency, contract negotiation, keeping the players you want to keep, signing the players you want to sign off other rosters. So there's a lot of things you're involved with. Some head coaches have more involvement in those processes than others. Sometimes it's 90% GM and 10% head coach. Sometimes it's 50-50. You never know what it is. But, today, more than ever, I notice this as a fan, that there is no off season for the radio stations anymore. They're always talking about football. They have football debates every morning on WIP. It's starting at 8 o'clock when I start watching, listening to more, or 7:30 or so.
Uh-huh.
They're talking football in June, April, May. They're talking about different phases, different players, what could happen, what's going to happen. It's amazing how big the game has become.
It is 365 and an exciting time to
no
be
question.
Part of this business.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about some of these matchups and, of course, your former team. What in the world has gone wrong in Philadelphia? Just give us your level of concern with the Eagles, and what's the biggest issue, Dick, that they're facing right now?
Well, I think the biggest issue they faced coming into the season was they were evaluated as a team that's going to be better than they end up being, and that always creates a lot of controversy toward the end of the season. Very few teams ever remain what they were. They either get better or they get a little worse. And when you come out of the Super Bowl, very few teams are as good as they were the year they went to the Super Bowl. The Eagles started out 10-1, but all of a sudden they get into the tougher part of the schedule. And then, you know, now they've won what? They've lost 3 out of the last 4.
Mm-hmm.
So there's real pressure on them. They lost the number one position in the conference. You know, now they're fighting to win the division. Then they're not as good as they were on defense. Offensively, they're not far off. But defensively, they've lost a huge edge. They've lost the pass rush. They led the league in sacks last year at 70. You know, and this year they're struggling. So I you know, not being a coach on that staff, not being in their meeting rooms, not being on their practice field, it's hard for me to pinpoint any one thing. Not hard to say they aren't as good as they were, and they haven't met expectations. Maybe the expectations were too great in the first place.
So there's been a lot of talk about how much blame falls on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's stunning to see how this is all unraveling, and his passing numbers are down this season. So, and let's not forget, I mean, like, he entered the season as the favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, you know, to me, it's a multiple thing.
Okay.
The little things that aren't as good as they were affect the quarterback throughout the team more than any other position. You know, and sometimes your schedule is a little bit tougher. You play more good defensive teams this year than you did last year.
Sure.
Better pass defense team, better pass rush team. But plus, when you've been a Super Bowl team and you've been given the recognition and honors, you help motivate your opponent. But Jalen Hurts is the same guy. Now, he had a knee issue for a while, but, you know, he's a great football player, and a great quarterback, and a great kid. His quarterback efficiency rating right now ranks him number 17th in the league at a 91. You know, and when I was coaching last year, if you had a 91, you'd be in the top 5. Now there's 5 guys over 100, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that contribute to that. They had offensive coordinator changing, okay? Is that a positive or a negative? Sometimes it's a big positive. Sometimes it's a negative. You don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it. But he obviously isn't performing like he did. I think he's working like he did. I think he worked out in the off season just like he's always done. It's just an accumulation of a lot of little things that have created the results he's getting right now.
Hey, we are winding down our time. Pro Football Hall of Famer Dick Vermeil with us at Sports Map Radio Network. Another one of your former teams. Give me a quick hit on the Chiefs and the Chargers. 4:25 Eastern Time kickoff on Sunday. What do we need to know about this matchup?
Well, the Chiefs are a better football team, and I think they'll beat them. But, you know, you still have to play that way. You still have to play that way game day. The old saying, just be the best team game day.
Yeah.
That's what they have to be. And they have been more consistently the best team game day in years past. as they, in contrast to this year. I think they will step up and play very well. Plus, I see them to make a nice little jump when they get into the playoffs. I do. I expect them to get better.
Always an honor when Super Bowl winning coach and Pro Football Hall of Famer joins us at Sports Map Radio Network, the great Dick Vermeil. Happy New Year to you and Carol, and we look forward to another conversation here real soon. Thank you, Coach.
I look forward to it, Lester. Thank you.
You bet.
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Stick around. Much more coming your way. The fastest 2 hours in radio. Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back after this quick break.